Gemara, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Base 4:2. The Mishnah begins by saying, Hamafrish chataso va'avda. Reuven consecrates lamb chop, saying, Harezu chatasi, but then he loses lamb chop. Now, he goes, v'hikriv acheres tachteh, his lamb chop's gone, so now he goes and brings Dali and gets atonement through Dali. V'achakach nimtzes harishona, and then he finds lamb chop. So then the din is tamus, it must be left to die. Nothing to do with getting its, you know, first year or anything like that. The point is, this is a classic case of nischabru ba'alea. There, it doesn't matter. This is going according to both shitas. The Chum and Rebbe both agree that if you find it at this late stage in the game, after you got kapara, for sure it has to be left to die. According to the Chacham, if you'd found it, the first animal before you offered the second one, it wouldn't be left to die. In any case, the main chiddush of this Mishnah, although this is the first place we're explicitly talking about the nischabru ba'alea situation, is the second part of the Mishnah, which says that the money that is set aside for a chatas has the same status as the chatas itself, meaning hamafresh maos lechatas va'avdu, a guy sets aside his a bag of money, bag A, and he says, this is money to purchase my chatas, but then he loses bag A. V'hikruv chatas tachtein, so then he goes and he brings Dali as a korban, and he gets atonement. But then v'acharkach nimtzu hamaos, he finds the money after he got atonement, again, so that's going to be according to Bacham and Rebbe, both are going to agree that at that point, it's too late to get kapara. The money designated for the chatas has the same status as if he would have said, instead of bag of money A, he would have actually purchased, you know, the chatas and said that lamb chop A is the chatas. So, but since there's no animal here, there's no left to die. And so what happens is, yelchu liyam hamelach, the money in bag A must be thrown into yam hamelach, meaning that the equivalent, no one could use it, it's asr bahana, the rabbanan, it's gotten rid of. Kind of like that's the analog, the money analog to being left to die is being thrown into the Dead Sea. Now the Mefarshim discuss, what does it mean to throw in the Dead Sea? Some actually say it means dafka that. Some say Dead Sea just means that no one can get to it anymore, and it's equally good to essentially, you know, grind up the silver coins into silver dust and throw it into the Mediterranean Sea. It's not a problem. The point is just that people can't use it anymore. Others learn that Yam HaMelech means specifically the salty seas, like the Mediterranean or Red Sea, and nothing to do with like the Dead Sea, you know, by Masada, whatever it is. The din is that the Yam HaMelech means salty sea because if you put the money into like freshwater streams and rivers and stuff, people could still get to that money. But if you throw it into the ocean or in the Mediterranean, no one's going to get to it anymore. In any case, the point is that the money has to be disposed of, and it's us or it's really Midrabanan to get any benefit from this money forever.